Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Well, we're right in the middle of this text that we got in, instant text, and I wanted to go over it because they are listening at the moment. So here we go. It says, basically, I honestly don't even know where to start. Last week, something really weird happened with my husband, JoJo. He came home late on Tuesday with a bouquet of roses. At first, I thought it was sweet, but honestly, he hasn't done something like that in a while. But then I looked closer and I saw a little tag that says for Sierra. I asked who that was, and he said it was for a coworker's birthday, and he must have mixed them up and accidentally brought the wrong bouquet home. I didn't want to start an argument, so I just kind of brushed it off, but it didn't sit right with me. A couple nights later, he said that he was working late again. When he finally got home, he smelled like perfume, not cologne, but that really strong flowery kind. I asked about it, and he got defensive, saying I was imagining things, and that he just hugged the coworker goodbye after a meeting. That's why I'm not a hugger. I don't get into none of that.
Hugger.
Yeah. No, because there are people who are huggers.
I'm a hugger.
And I'm not.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah, but you're not like some people. Like, you don't see somebody, like, you don't hug, go around and hug everybody all the time.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm like those.
No, but there's people who.
Like, half hugger type things.
And that's
like,
fine. Hey, no, that's fine.
That's the kind of hugger I am. How you doing?
Yeah,
you
that's fine.
Hugger.
I'll do that. That's fine. But there are people who are like huggers. Like every time
like
you see
really
them,
embrace.
Yeah, every time you see them, you know, they're like huggers. And I'm just not into
You're
that.
Not into it.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows? Like even
Puerto Ricans like the hug and kiss. I will say that.
And that's
and we
fine.
We greet, yeah. You know, when we get to wherever we're visiting.
And that's fine.
Our family.
Look, it's all love.
We have to greet them. And when we leave, we do hugs and kisses and all the things. Goodbye as well.
Yeah. Now, my wife, I'm all over. But,
well, I know that. I know that.
My kids, I'm all over them. Yes. You know, like, that's different. But I don't know. I'm just not.
Yeah, you don't like it. That's fine.
People wear funny perfumes and colognes. And even the dudes sometimes, they wear funny colognes.
Yeah, and then you smell like them.
I know.
Yep, you can smell it all day.
But hey, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, he said that he was hugging a coworker goodbye after a meeting. Then his phone buzzed while he was in the shower the next morning. I wasn't trying to snoop, but I saw the screen light up. It was a message from Sierra with the red lips. I felt sick. I didn't open it, but I took a picture of the notification just in case because something in my gut told me that I needed it. Fast forward to Friday, JoJo tells me to get dressed nice because he has a surprise planned. I didn't know what to expect, but I went along with it. He took me to the super fancy restaurant and everything was all set up. The candles, the champagne, the whole romantic setup. Then he handed me a little box and said, I've been working extra hours for this. Inside was a plane ticket to Paris. He said he wanted to finally take me on the trip that we've talked about for years, but never did. And I wanted to feel happy. I really did, but that Sierra with the lips, that message just kept replaying in my head over and over. Then the waiter came over with the check and said, have a wonderful night, Mr. and Mrs. Tool. I froze. That's not our last name. I don't understand that part.
I don't either. But okay, so Sierra is a coworker.
Yeah,
he brought the flowers home.
Supposedly,
he brought the flowers home that had her name on it, and he said it got mixed up. He brought them home by accident.
Right.
I don't know why he brought these flowers home anyway.
Bro.
Like, what's the deal? But anyway,
by accident, bro.
So Sierra's a coworker. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm getting.
Right. Well, you're making a trip to his job. You're going to go see Sierra. You're going to go talk to Sierra.
Well, when the waiter came over and said, have a wonderful night, Mr. and Mrs. Tool, I froze. That's not our last name. He went completely pale and mumbled. It's a long story, but he never explained it, not once. So now I'm sitting here, second guessing everything, the roses, the perfume, even the Paris tickets. And I can't tell if I'm the one that's paranoid or if I already know the answer, should I leave?
No, the thing is, you have to get to the bottom of it. And if this is your husband, whatever you're questioning, not feeling right about, something's feeling off, If you go to him and say, it bothered me about the flowers and the tag. It bothered me with this message that came up, Sierra with the lips. She's a coworker. I don't feel comfortable with it. My gut feeling is telling me something's off. Can we please handle this? If he gets defensive, there's a problem. If he says, I'm going to validate your feelings, yes, I'm doing nothing wrong. I want to prove this to you. I'm sorry you feel that way, but let's get it taken care of. Your person does everything on earth to make you feel good about it, right?
Yeah.
You don't hide and lie and put the phone down and all this. No. If you're not hiding anything, you do everything on earth to prove it to your person.
Everything.
Don't say, oh, you don't trust me. Oh, okay, at that moment, who knows why she felt that way? Prove her wrong.
548 texting in. I just want to comment on the question of the day. It's really sad that she's going through that. I would say, obviously, he's talking to someone else, whether it be Sierra or whoever. And it would be she needs to take a trip. Shoot. It's already bought. Oh, you talking about going to Paris and then leave them to go on the trip and then leave. That's what I would do, or I would confront him. So, look, we really need to sit down and talk about this. It's been bothering me. Find out what the heck is going on. But he probably isn't going to say anyways if he's already being sneaky as he is. Also, he's probably just trying to buy her love, thinking that she's not going to think about that while on the trip, basically trying to buy her away.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to work.
That's what I think is going
on. And I don't mean pull up to his job crazy. I don't mean get up in this woman's face and looking for Sierra. No, if you're going to see Sierra and talk to Sierra, talk to Sierra. Not this craziness. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing going on, Sierra's going to talk it out with you.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
302-858-5117. You want to comment? A lot going on in the situation. I mean, I need to know, what's the Mr. and Mrs. Tool like that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know why I'm stuck on that.
Know.
But what is that?
And if it is a coworker and it turns out to be nothing at all, then
it's something.
If it turns out to be, you know, see Sierra goes, he clears it up, whatever this dumb thing is,
yeah,
that the coworker put her name in his phone and lips and all this. No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't play those games. We're not into that.
Yeah.
The only one that gets lips after their name is your wife.
Yeah.
We don't do cute emojis. No. Come on.
My wife is in my
phone. It's like you're having a heart or hard eyes or a cute little emoji.
What is Chadwick in your phone?
Do you with a penguin.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, we're each other's like penguin.
Thing. Are you?
Yes.
Something dumb.
Yes. Yeah. But that's our dumb thing.
Yeah.
We have penguins, and that's it.
Mine is my love.
See?
That's mine. That's Tracy in my phone.
Yeah, we got the penguin thing going.
And I don't know how. It was my love. And I don't know how. Not that you guys care about this at all. But I don't know why. It was my love. But then I was like messing with my phone one time.
Yeah.
And it ended up being my love. And I don't know how it got that way. But then I was like, yeah, you know what? This is our thing.
Leave it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's my love.
Probably an update or something.
Yeah.
Name switch up too with like the kids, what I used to have them named as, and then it switches with an update. But yeah, you know, your gut feeling tells you.
See, look, right away, my love.
See? Your gut feeling, you know, is not off. Just follow it.
Let's see. 756 texting in. Mr. and Mrs. Tool. What does that mean? Yeah, fishy. You're not paranoid. Yes, get to the bottom of it so you know what's going on. Then you make a clear decision.
I mean, did the waiter act like he knew her husband? Like, you visit here often. I've seen you before.
That's what it seems like.
Did they use another credit card with another last name on it and the server comes over and mixes it up? Like,
So is it Sierra Tool? Maybe
that she. Don't know.
Maybe it was her credit card last time?
That's what I'm trying to piece together.
Maybe she paid for him?
Right.
302-858-5117. You want to comment? We are going to, move forward. We do have Throwback Thursday on the way. We do have our interview checking in. Adult film star Tommy Gunn coming up. I want to get into this phone check. So much stuff. So little time. We'll continue. Let's go.